Welcome, everyone, to Christ's Blessing on this beautiful day of January the 24th. At least it's beautiful here. We've got great weather. I think it's in the 70s, sunshiny. One of those just moments to treasure in the winter down here on the south coast of Texas. And I hope wherever you are, at least the weather in your heart is a good place to be with the sun shining. And we are open for conversation and community right now, and I would love to hear from anyone who wants to talk. Really would like to have some input from you. This is just one of those days where I feel like I want to hear from my friends. I want to know what's going on in your life and how we can bless your life and maybe a little bit of good news also about blessings you've received. So I'm just watching for calls to come on the line. And here we have someone, a wireless caller from area code 641, and you're on. Hi. Hello? You may have to unmute your own telephone. Area code 641, you're on.
Hi, thanks. A couple of years ago, bought your CD course, Love, Aliveness, and Joy.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to tell you, it took me a year or two to get the CD music set from Chris Spheeris.
Oh, really?
You know, the culture, that the aria that you use to intro your course,
uh-huh.
So inspiring and so uplifting that now that I have it, when I'm feeling a little bit blue or gray or brown mood, I just play his CD music.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's wonderful. And you know, you said something that's really a very powerful suggestion that a lot of people could listen to, and that is when you're a little bit down about anything, think about or listen to music or anything that reminds you of the higher ground. It doesn't take very much to lift us out of the swamp of planet Earth and put us up the mountain, because up the mountain is actually where we belong, and it's where we come from as a soul. So I'm so glad that you got that course. Did it help you with your life?
Yes, it did. But, you know, the funny thing is, one has to do these courses over again after a year or two, because as I change, I realize,
uh-huh.
My gosh, I missed so much. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. It is so true, and that illustrates perfectly even what Jesus said. He said, you must have ears to hear and eyes to see. And that, of course, implied that as we see more and hear more, we will see more and hear more. And people tell me this all the time about the books that I've written, the courses that I've facilitated, because the more times they go through them, the more they see and hear that they didn't hear the first time. We even have blessing givers who have now come to all of the live blessing seminars, because every time they come, they see and hear something they didn't see or hear before. And that's a live seminar where, oh my goodness, you know, you would think that you would get everything, right? That you would see and hear it all and absorb it. And every time they come back and say, what they received was just something they didn't even know was there. So I would say that any time you find something, whether it's a beautiful piece of music, a great work of art, a grand piece of wisdom, allow yourself to enjoy it repeatedly. This is one of the things I love about the art I create. I create so many layers of reality in it, and that people tell me every time they look at it, they see something different. it's such a joy to facilitate that. So thank you for your comment. I think that was wonderful. And we have somebody from area code 612, and you're on.
Yes, this is Leola.
Hi, Leola.
Yes, I'm calling to ask you request a prayer for my husband, Arnie. He came home from work in pain on Friday, so he's been in the bed most of all week. So
oh, my. What is his name now?
Arnie, A-R-N-E, Arnie.
Okay.
So thank you.
I will do that. Pain in his back.
Yes.
Good.
That's right. Thank you.
Arnie, we will speak your name to Christ and hold you in our hearts and blessings, and hope that and we know that you will be better soon. So thanks, Leola, and nice to hear from you. Gina, hi Gina, on area code 518, you're on.
Oh, hi Glenda, this is Gina.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to say thank you so very much for the advice you gave last week. I've been implementing it, and almost every day I had something wonderful happen for me. So thank you so much.
That's great.
Yes, I mean, like you said, it works, and it really did. I haven't yet put the stars like you have as far as the miracles or the prayer requests, but as far as you know, finding the perfect job, I mean, that will come too. I just keep repeating. I don't have the answer right now, but God does. I don't know how yet the universe will move things around to get this done for me, but it will. And so in the blessing last week, what I did is, you know, there must have been a shift because I thought about how you've always taught us to pray. And I concentrated this time on thinking about all of the triumphs that I've had. And my goodness gracious, I mean, it was wonderful. So thank you so much for helping me.
You're so welcome. And for those of you who don't who weren't there and didn't realize we were talking about starting a prayer journal where your prayers can be written down to look at again and again, and also observe the various sequences in life where they're being answered, and they're progressively being answered. You know why? It helps us to be in our gratitude factor, because when we don't, well, let's say whatever we pray for, God and the universe will get to work on it. Now, we may not get the whole package all at once because sometimes the universe has to catch up to us. It has to move things around. But when we can see that elements of our prayer are being answered and the world is being moved around and relationships are being moved around and opportunities are, we see that we can be in our gratitude for the progressive answering of prayers. And it strengthens our faith. And our faith is then what creates an even stronger prayer about the final revelation and the final accomplishment. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And thank you for sharing your success on that. And I see that Steve Adler is on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Glenda. Well, I just want to say that, you know, I started Sacred Chocolate 10 years ago with David Wolf.
Uh-huh.
And my intention with it, actually a lot of the intention was around honoring Yeshua. That's why I made it in the shape of a sacred heart and using sacred geometry. And now at this point, David and I have decided to part ways. And I am just asking for a blessing that the sacred chocolate continues on regardless of, you know, his involvement with sacred chocolate or my involvement with sacred chocolate, because the intent is to be a message for people to wake up in their hearts. So that is my blessing request for the day.
Oh, good. And I will certainly hold that in my heart, because I have loved your sacred chocolate. Everybody who doesn't know about it, this is the most beautiful, perfect, organic, raw chocolate you can ever imagine. That's delicious. And it's full of blessings and prayers, and just miraculous and magical things happen from it. And thank you so much for your years of devotion and dedication. Steve, I know that it will lead to something incredibly wonderful as your next step, whether it happens to be moving on with that or moving on with it along with something else.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and this I wanted to add that, you know, there's actually been, you know, pictures and postcards of the lamb and the lion overseeing the manufacture of the chocolate since day one. So Yeshua has been involved energetically since the very beginning. So, yeah, I just hope that, you know, we can find some investors to invest and make everything work out financially to make sure that the chocolate continues to exist and put smiles on people's faces and hearts.
Oh, I know that it will. I know that it will. Just have faith.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks, Steve. It's always good to hear from you. And I see that Scott is on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Glenda.
It's been a long time. How have you been?
I know. Pretty darn good.
And good.
I just wanted to call because I get to do something really fun this week, and I just wanted to share that with my friends. I'm in a public speaking course. And this week I get to go to the Orlando Utilities Commission to present an educational module.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of fun for me, and just to appreciate anyone's thoughts, and that's it.
Great. Well, Scott, you have just been doing marvelous, marvelous work for so long, and I'm so, so proud of you. And we'll remember you and our blessings to just keep on moving you up the mountain. We have a caller from area code 808, and you're on. We'll take this call pretty quickly because we need to move into our message.
Hello, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi, this is Christine from Michigan.
Hi there.
I just would like to ask that Flint, Michigan be remembered in everyone's hearts and prayers for what happened to their water.
Yes.
I look at it that this was probably something that will be used to open dialogue for all of us throughout our country and the world because of the aging infrastructures everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Our water is such an important thing, and I really want to send blessings to those people who are in the midst of that. I only live 20 miles from it, and I have a well, so I'm not involved, but I know I grew up around that city, and I know that it's a heartbreak for everybody there, but I know that this will be used to open dialogue and possibly change it for all of us.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, just to comment on that, so often when bad things happen, God uses it for a greater good. That's not
enough.
And we have one last caller I'm going to take, if you can be really quick. And this is from area code 801.
Hello. This is my first time here, so thank you.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to express my gratitude. Even just like listening to the people coming together and just talking from the heart has moved me so much.
Oh, isn't it? That's how I feel every Sunday.
It's so
and
true.
I'm the luckiest person in the world to stand by his side and watch people come to him knowing how much their life will be improved because they did. So that's all I ever wanted. I just wanted a front row seat to watch God do his miracles.
Me too. I'm there with you. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Thanks so much, honey, for speaking up. And I think I just want to get into our message today because a lot of people arrive at the 15-minute mark on the hour. They want to hear what has been planned for this day and what's in the heart of God for them. And I think one of the reasons I wanted to hear from so many of you today is because the message that I'm getting from Yeshua, Jesus Christ, today is about diversity. And it's about how we can move forward in a world with so much diversity. We have a diversity of opinion about everything. We have a diversity of attitude. We have a wide range of wealth to poverty, health to illness. We have so many different nations that are now becoming aware of each other and doing things differently, and some of them being really quite violent with each other. We have people in great pleasure. We have people in great pain. And when we look at this incredible diversity, it makes us wonder and even doubt at times, how could God allow all this great diversity? Wouldn't it be just so much easier to have everybody happy and have everybody healthy and all one loving community? Well, actually, that ideal is possible. And that ideal actually was promised by Yeshua, Jesus, when he walked on the earth. He said that the kingdom of heaven will come to this earth, and it will be that way. Now, we all know that it's not quite here yet. Some people are fortunate enough to have pleasant and stable and productive lives and be spared so much of the misery that's in the world, but not very many people have that. But he also said that the kingdom of heaven is within you. And this is where you have to go to find it. And see, my belief that there's so much diversity in the world is to force us to look within. Because if God started doing this, well, if he started homogenizing the world, making it all look one way, all a middle road, all a middle path, averaging everything out, we would stop looking for the answers inside ourselves. We would soon forget that we actually have a choice, that we actually have the means within ourselves to look for heaven and find it in ourselves, in our heart. We have a way to find the answers. Jesus told me about that in great depth in Love Without End in the chapter called The Heart's Higher Intelligence, where he talked about the different levels of intelligence in the heart, one beginning with unity, which is the highest intelligence because we look for what can benefit the greater good and the greater whole of all existence. And obviously, that's always the better answer. And then within that, the next level of intelligence is love. And love is the greatest power in the universe, so anything that carries the intelligence of love is likely to work the best. It may not bring about immediate miraculous results, but it always begins making a change. Whenever we really commit ourselves into a state of love and acts of love, life just becomes better and better. And then after that, well, there's life. Jesus said to the apostles, one of them that he called to follow him, said, "Oh, but I have to bury my father first before I can come." And Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead. Come and follow me, and I will give you life." Well, that's what his message was all about. It was about life. And if you look at it, just look at anything from a newly hatched little chicken to a seed that's sprouting to springtime when the buds on the trees are just breaking loose with beautiful light, sea green color, and the whole world is awash with the freshness of new life. Who couldn't be optimistic? New life is coming about. New life is unfolding. It's all around us. It's everywhere. And inside of life, just focusing upon life, we find answers. We find beneficial results. So many times when we have a problem, what happens is we get stuck in the problem. And then the problem gets us to worrying about the problem from inside the problem. In other words, the problem captures us. The way out is actually to take a look at what in our life is working. What in our life is still most alive. Work on life and the living, and the problems take care of themselves. They always do. We always just have to focus upon that. And then the next level of intelligence is respect. Respecting the laws, well, respecting God for first of all, above all else, and respecting the ways and the laws of the universe, respecting one another, and respecting yourself. So often when things are not going well, the first thing we lose faith in is ourselves. We wonder, how could I have ever done this? How could I have ever gone in that direction? What's wrong with me that I got sick? What is God punishing me for? We lose our self-respect. And the minute you do that, the minute you lose self-respect, you weaken yourself. And you lose your ability to find the answers to problems. And then after that, there is the intelligence of justice. And what does that mean? What does that mean in relation to the problems we have or the healing that we need? Well, it actually means sometimes things just have to be rebalanced. They have to be realigned. Sometimes corrections have to be made. Not in the sense of punishment, but in the sense of adjustment. In the sense of, we went too far in the wrong direction. Now we're going to have to do what it takes to get that corrected. In the meantime, it may be a little bit of a struggle, but that doesn't mean we're being punished. It means we get an opportunity to look at what we did the first time and make new decisions about how we would do it better the next time. Sometimes the world just has to move around and meet the needs of others before it meets the needs of us. And that sometimes is justice we have to respect. For example, if we have someone in our family who is ill and needs attention, that attention has to go to them. It just has to. That's the way life is. And it will turn back around to us as soon as we have met the most needy of the needs. Then it will come back to us. Everything that we give forth in love, in right action, always recirculates back around to us. It always finds its way back to the giver. Sometimes not as a straight line, sometimes it walks in a circle, but it always finds its way back to us. And then there's the intelligence of kindness. The simple, sweet intelligence of what we can do with just a word of kindness. Just a simple word of a smile. Let's just say there's this grumpy person we walk by in the hallway at work or at school or somewhere in the grocery store, and we kind of want to look the other way because they're grumpy. But instead, we look at them and we smile and we say hi. We don't say too much because we don't want to offend them or get them to think they have to push back, but just enough to let them know we're not afraid of them. We're not afraid to be nice in their presence. It's an act of kindness. Pretty soon, it won't take long, you'll look at that person and they'll say hi first. And it changes the world. These are the rare and beautiful intelligences in the Sacred Heart. And we can apply them and use them at any time in our life. And as we do that, we have the courage then to look at the fact that, well, yes, we do have problems. And in a very diverse world, there are lots of problems that other people have. We can have compassion for those problems and help others as much as possible, but not feel guilty that they also have the right to make their own choices and be inside their problems just the way they need to be. We look at people who are extremely well off, and we are happy for them because we know that everyone who is prospering in the way of humanity is creating more opportunities and more, what do I want to say, positive patterning for future humanity. Just like the first person that ever ran, what was it, a 4-minute mile? I'm drawing a blank on this, but it was an extraordinary achievement. And it was unheard of. And then within months, it was becoming a standard accomplishment among, well, not for everybody. I certainly couldn't do that, but among accomplished athletes when nobody thought it was possible. So everyone who achieves sets a new standard for everybody. Everyone who says, who breaks the barrier of living longer and saying, yes, you can live to be 100 and be happy and productive and healthy, changes that boundary for everyone. Everyone who proves that you can give everything away, you can put your life on the line and get it back, gives everyone the courage to do that. Everything wonderful you can do sets the pattern for humanity. Whatever it is, if you have to hold the courage to go through personal transformation, do it. If you have to hold the courage to go into a dangerous location, but you need to do that for the sake of your business or humanity or your family, do it. And know that in your courage, you will be saved. Whatever is your challenge, allow it to be your challenge and be glad to be part of the diversity. Everyone who is, even the people who are enduring great misery and hardship, are proving that it can be done. And perhaps they're proving that this is the last time it ever needs to be done with humanity. They're living that life so that it can be ended and done forever. We have no idea what their covenant with God is. We can be there in mercy, in kindness, in charity. We pray for them. We lift them up. And we pray for those in prosperity and achievement. We lift them up. Every single one of us is part of the peace that God is lifting up in His miraculous point of view, with His miraculous vision, to let us be all part of a great family that we are, loving and helping and achieving and holding each other to a higher standard. And now let's go into our blessing. I will join in prayer with Yeshua. The blessing givers will join me. And what we ask for each one of you is the highest and the best that you can receive right now, all that you can receive, all the answers that can be brought to you, all the love, all the joy, all the hope, all the faith, and all the courage to live the life you are living and to live it to the fullest, that whatever it is, it may bring you closer into the heart of God and more completely into the fullness and the respect of yourself. So let us begin. Those of you receiving, be seated and just allow your attention to fall into your heart. Be quiet and receive. When I finished my prayer, you begin your prayer. And let it be for about 3 minutes while we're conducting the energy. I'll let you know when it's done. To Yeshua, Son of God, lover of all mankind, we thank you for your love, your blessing, your tears, and your laughter, that you walk beside us in all our conditions, happy and sad, fulfilled and lost, suffering and in achievement. Whatever our condition, you stand beside us that we may find the fullness of our life, the fullness of our being, and from inside the kingdom of heaven within us, we discover our pathway into a greater way of life in the world. As you taught your apostles, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and then all shall be given to you. We hold that as your promise now, and know that as we seek you in our heart, all else shall be given to us, now and forever. Amen. Let us begin. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes and allow the love of God to fill you, to fill every part of your body, heart, soul, and being. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.